Back to the Liberian elections now. Here in the studio, we have correspondent Bram Possumus as a guest, who was in the Liberian capital, Monrovia, during the end of the campaign. Bram, we see two important players, but we forget a third important player sitting quietly in the background, and that's peace, right?
Absolutely right. This is a country that emerged from 14 years of civil war only in 2003, and the past 8 years there has been, well, you can't say there has been no shot fired, but as one peace activist said, no child has seen his parents run away from home in fright and in flight because of a war going on. That is a remarkable achievement. And all this is thanks to these women. These are women who have decided to assemble around the airfield in a suburb of Monrovia. They form a circle and they sit there day and night with the Liberian flag in the middle, play their traditional music, as you can hear in the background, and pray for peace and for peaceful elections. It's quite a remarkable thing, and they've been doing this during the civil crisis, when they begged the warlords to stop the war, and they're doing it every time an election comes around and ask for no violence. And this is one of them speaking to me as I visited the circle in the airfield.
We've been here since 2002, and up to present, God has blessed us to be with one of the highest honors on planet Earth. I think it's something worth talking about and worth being happy about, because it is a collective effort of all the women that came together to make her to be there for us. And because she was there for us, we helped her and we pushed her.
This is one of the women, Cecilia, talking to me, and you can hear her talk about somebody else and about an honor. The honor is the Nobel Peace Prize, and the person who got it was Lema Gboi, who is actually the founder of this peace movement for Liberian women. And fortunately enough, I was able to catch up with her at the same airfield as she was congratulating the women on getting this prize, and this is what she had to say very briefly.
I'm still reeling from the fact that, and I still haven't really grasped the concept or who a Nobel laureate is, but it's just a real awesome feeling here. People may think that because we fought for 14 years, this is the only language that we know, violence, but I think we've really transitioned from that place of violence into the place of peace. And everyone, regardless of your political differences, no one wants to see a bullet fired in this country for the sake of their children.
That was Lema Gboi, Nobel Peace Prize winner. We also got some reactions from the streets of the capital Monrovia, thanks to our correspondent, Kuli Cornelius.
I mean, it's a very good news for the country. It means that the work we've done over the last 6 years toward promoting peace, democracy, and gender equity has been recognized.
I would say it's an encouragement. No matter where you are, always know that you can move forward, regardless of your sex, yeah. All you have to do as a woman, you have to be focused. You have to be determined. You have to believe in yourself.
If you read on my Facebook page, I already posted Proud of Africa. It brings joy to me. This prize brings joy to me. It inspired me a lot. And I feel so glad that women of Liberia can go as far as winning the prize that great men like Nelson Mandela, like Desmond Tutu and the rest of the people have won.
We fought for peace. And today, we are recognized, you have recognized us, so I feel very fine.
There were some reactions from the streets of the capital, Monrovia, in Liberia.